Very happy to have back on the show. He is the CEO and vice chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group. And earlier this week, it was announced that he is getting the Order of Hockey in Canada. Bob Nicholson joins us. Bob, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Yeah, it was a great phone call to get that announcement, and really humbled to sort of accept that. I think on probably on behalf of every volunteer, you know, it's from my Hockey Canada days, and certainly a lot of great memories.
Who makes that phone call?
I got it from Tom Rennie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think they have a selection committee, and so it's different people get the different calls from different people, but I got mine from Tom, and I was a little shocked, and obviously very proud when I got that call.
Now, when is the actual gala?
Yeah, it's going to be in June, right after the NHL draft. They're doing it in Halifax, which is the first time that they've had the big gala out there, and I think they're going to do it with the Hockey Canada Foundation, and also Sidney Crosby has a foundation, and they're going to work with Sidney around the event.
Now, Bob, you served as president and CEO of Hockey Canada from 1998 to 2014. Let's go back to kind of how your career started in hockey. Where was your first introduction into Hockey Canada, or even into hockey as general?
Well, you know what? It really happened after I played college hockey in province, and I was in Victoria running a big recreational complex, and I started to promote a program that I called at that time the NHL. It was a program to de-emphasize competition and emphasize development. And first year I did it, we had 35. Next year we had over 300. And BC Amateur Hockey then asked me to promote that around the province. And within 6 months, Dave Andrews, who is now the president of the American Hockey League, hired me. And that's where I really started as a development coordinator. British Columbia back 1979, I think it was.
1979. So then basically another 20 years before you worked your way up to president and CEO of Hockey Canada. Along the way, what are you most proud of? Any program that you brought in?
Well, you know what? I think it goes back to the one that all started, the Novice Hockey League is now the initiation program. It is run in over 50 countries around the world. And, you know, I built that at the Hockey Canada level, and then it's been sold and used across the globe. And, you know, everyone remembers the gold medals, and, you know, there have been unbelievable moments for me personally. But when I look back at it, you know, the biggest thing you can leave to this game is making sure the kids have fun, enjoy the game, and learn the game in the right environment.
Now, when you worked at Hockey Canada, of course, there was the Olympics, there the men and the women, there's the World Championships, you know, there's the Ladies Championship. Do you recall one game where you were maybe more nervous or nerve-wracked than any other game?
Oh, I got about 15 to pop up, but... You know what? When you look back at one game, one moment, it's Vancouver overtime to win a gold medal in your home soil. You know, was so special. A lot of great games, but nervous. Yeah, that was unbelievable when the U.S. scored with a minute and 23 seconds left, and we had to win that game in overtime.
Bob Nicholson joins us, of course, as one of the four honorees, along with David Branch, Geraldine Heaney, and Mary Lemieux, who will go into the Order of Hockey in Canada in June later on this year. Bob, you spent so many times kind of at the amateur level you work up, and, you know, Hockey Canada, of course, it's kind of a mixture of amateur and pros because you work with a lot of the pros now. Now, you know, you've been with the Edmonton Oilers. Big difference now that you kind of just run one organization in a city rather than Hockey Canada oversees everything in the country. What's been the biggest challenge for you now in your new position with the Edmonton Oilers?
Well, the one thing, you know, taking on the CEO role under Daryl Cates' vision, you know, there's a lot of activity. You know, as everyone knows in this city, there's so many great things going on downtown. We're going to have some more major announcements in the next week or two of what we're doing around Rogers Place. But the biggest challenge is you know, to make little strides to make the team better. And, you know, we're all disappointed in how many points we have this year. But I am still really, really confident in Peter Chiarelli. I think we've got a great coaching staff with Todd McClellan. And we're going to get it done. And I know the fans are tired of, you know, give us a little time because it's been way too long. But this team has better pieces than we've had in the past. And we just got to fine-tune that to make sure that we can get to the next step. And I think if we can get that one next step, the next two or three are going to come really quickly.
Bob, you've been part of an organization, and to build a winner just isn't as simple as, you know, getting in two other pieces. There's a lot of stuff off of the ice as much as on the ice that all comes together to build a winning organization. And I know, you know, Peter and them, of course, they work on the on ice really with the players and the coaches and stuff. What do you feel are some things that need to help the off ice to make the whole organization more successful?
You know what? A great question. And Jason, I treat all of it, you know, I'm not an expert in facilities. I'm not an expert in food and beverage, but treat it like a team. Make sure you get the right people, you give them the right direction and authority to go do their job. And we are assembling world-class people here in Edmonton for all of that. And we're going to build it in a way that every person in Edmonton is going to be so proud to come in and taste the Winter Garden, taste the Rogers Place in a different way, because we're going to have different events. And, you know, the stronger the people you have, you build a strong team, and then you can, the sky's the limit. And I'm really confident in what we're doing with our executive committee off the ice. And it's going to be unbelievable. People don't really realize what it's going to be here in September next year. And then every year from then, it's just going to get better with everything in the ice district. But we have within Rogers Place an unbelievable setup for 4,400 people. And into the Winter Garden, we're going to have the best prep rallies and tailgates before every game. It's going to be new to this city, and it's going to be new to North America.
Oh, so they're going to be like tailgating before the games inside?
Yeah, we're going to, we can put 3,500 people in that Winter Garden before the game, and we're going to have entertainment there, and we're going to get everyone rocking and rolling, and then they're going to be ahead of the teams before they get on the ice.
I didn't even know that. Nice. What other amenities maybe to the new facility downtown, Bob? As far as like I guess one of the questions I get from a lot of listeners is, when it's done, will fans get a tour? Are there going to be tours available? A lot of fans want to see the locker room.
Yes, we're working through a whole area of that. You know, we can't let everyone get into the locker room at one time, because it'll be a lineup to Red Deer, I think, to see it. But we're going to find out different ways, tours within the facilities. Locker rooms is one area, but this Lowe's area that people already have their seats for, to theater boxes. There's going to be so many special areas. And then we're going to have neighborhoods and themes that people are wanting to go to different areas just to see what that looks like. Because we haven't seen anything like this in Edmonton. In fact, we haven't seen anything like this in the arena in the world. And so there's going to be lots of opportunities. And yes, there's going to be hockey games. Yes, there's going to be huge entertainment. But we're going to make sure that we do other events so people from all around Edmonton and northern Alberta will get a chance to go in and see this great building. It'll be like one of those ones. Wow, did you go there and you want to go back because you missed a bunch?
And one last one for you, Bob. I appreciate your time. Of course, Oilers fans, you know, they're loving having the new facility and everything, but you know, they're sick of losing. They obviously want some wins, and that will be a lot better. Do you have, like, at the end of the season, do you oversee with all hockey operations and say, okay, this is what we got to do better? You know, how does it work out with your position, I guess, working with Peter and Todd and everybody else as far as the management team?
Yeah, in fact, you know, I meet with Peter, you know, every day and have discussions with Peter. Peter's in charge of it, but Peter reports to myself, but it's not reporting. We work together. as everyone within our organization. And we don't do it at the end of the year. We got to be doing it all the time to be looking at all the various pieces that we have. And I know that Peter Shirelli is a great hockey person, and he's looking at all of that now. And we're going to try to do a few things here before the deadline, and we're going to do things from now to the start of next season.
You made a pretty big splash after you were hired with Shirelli and McClellan. Oiler fans hoping that maybe you can make a similar splash in the offseason this year.
Yeah, you know what? You know, when all that happened last year, I know where the hype was. We aren't where we thought we would be, to be honest. We have to be better than we are today, and we're going to do it. We have the right people all work together. The thing that I really like is everyone is there to make this group stronger. There's no one individual that's out in front of this. Peter and Todd, they're in communication on a daily basis. And if you have that type of atmosphere, we're going to get there. And I have full confidence that we will, but very disappointed where we are today.
Bob, I appreciate it. And most importantly, congratulations on being named and be given the Order of Hockey in Canada. Well deserved for all your time with Hockey Canada and starting way back in Victoria. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Jason. Thanks a lot.
Bob Nicholson. He is